Tomorrow night, a NASA spacecraft is scheduled to start orbiting Mars. The craft is named Odyssey, and that's an understatement. It has spent 6 months in space traveling nearly 300 million miles at a cost of about $1 a mile. The moment of going into orbit around Mars has a painful history at NASA. David Spencer is mission manager for Odyssey. He's at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California. David Spencer, when the Mars Climate Orbiter was at this juncture in 1999, it was lost, apparently due to a mix-up between metric and English measurements. I assume this is the most double-checked and redouble-checked mission in history?
Yes, it is. We've double-checked and, as you said, rechecked every parameter on our ground software and on board the spacecraft in our flight software. And we've taken great pains to make sure that everything is accurate and ready to go for this event.
Well, that event was just in 1999, but also NASA lost the Mars Polar Lander as well when it apparently crashed to the surface of the planet.
That's right. The two failures of the spacecraft launched in 1998 were very painful to NASA and to us here at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, but we kind of go by the credo that which does not kill you makes you stronger, and we believe we have very good prospects for success with Odyssey.
Now, Odyssey is supposed to enter an elliptical orbit, as I understand it, so that it will periodically dip into the atmosphere of Mars.
That's correct. Following orbit insertion, we'll be in a highly elliptical orbit that'll take about 20 hours for us to complete one revolution about the planet Mars. And then over the next 3 months, we will go into an extended period which we call aerobraking, where every revolution about Mars, we dip into the Mars atmosphere and bleed a little bit of energy out of our orbit. So after a three-month period, we'll finally do a maneuver to get our orbit up out of the atmosphere, and then we'll circularize it to 400 kilometers above the surface.
400 kilometers or 250 miles, just to make sure we avoid that mistake once again. From 400 kilometers or 250 miles above the planet, the craft will be able to analyze what's on the surface or under the surface of the planet?
That's right. We'll be able to map out the elemental composition of the surface and also be able to see subsurface. And we have a heat sensor on board the Odyssey that can potentially determine hot springs or near surface liquid water. And those would be interesting places to send landers to look for life.
Well, I guess by sometime tomorrow, whenever you get a report back from Odyssey, those of you at the Mars mission at JPL will either be ecstatic or you'll be in need of some cheering up, I suppose. How are you handling the tension of the wait?
Well, actually, I'm quite a bit less stressed out than I was 6 weeks ago when we had this bow wave of work left to do before orbit insertion. There's a sense of calm here right now. The sequence of commands that are going to execute orbit insertion are uploaded and active on the vehicle. And so the orbit insertion burn will begin at 7:26 p.m. Pacific time. And we'll see the first 10 minutes of the burn via Doppler data. Then Odyssey will go behind the planet Mars, and for the next 20 minutes, it'll be nail-biting time in the mission control room as we wait for the signal to reappear once Odyssey gets around the other side of Mars.
And, I mean, what among people who work in the Mars program, what's the lore about those sessions when you get together and you have the 20-minute wait from hell?
Well, it's a very strange event because with one-way light time, the time it takes for the radio signal to get from Mars back to Earth, the events are already completed by the time you get any information on it. And so either one way or another, you know that the spacecraft is either in orbit and healthy or it's all over. So it's sort of an out-of-body experience.
This craft was named after 2001, A Space Odyssey, I gather.
That's correct.
It was so much easier in the movie. It was by 2001, there were spacecraft going so far with people, you know, having stations up on the moon and elsewhere.
It's my hope that we'll have humans on Mars about the time that my young boys are ready to be astronauts when they're in their 20s and 30s.
Well, David Spencer, thank you very much for talking with us, and good luck to you.
Okay, thank you very much.
David Spencer is mission manager for the Odyssey space probe. He spoke to us from the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California.